Alex Nyati and others.
The late Nyati was killed by a vigilante group in a deep school Johannesburg will be laid to rest in Bulawayo tomorrow. His body is buried in the city and mourners are gathered at his Kulumane home.
The government granted Nyati a state passport. One of the state passports is also provided funds for the
Temples cleared in Johannesburg yesterday at Nyati's memorial service. As the Mangas ambassador to South Africa, David Kamazidipi, from there, trying to chase David Kamazidipi from the event. They accused this government of forcing millions of Zimbabweans to leave the country to seek jobs in other nations. And Zimbabwe is preparing to mark its 42nd independent celebration. The country is saying the country is in a little, it is in a terrible social, economic, and political situation.
Kulumangalo is a word for the
Zimbabwe, Mujimboye, South Africa, by Henry Amaziriti, the Vachuki, what you want, cannot come with me, so that's why I'm going to be with you. The Vachuki will never have any trouble. The world will have to struggle with Zimbabwe. She will be with Zimbabwe. She can say she will be with Zimbabwe. 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 She will be Toshika, Zimbabwe, we should have a tattoo. So the notion of sending to Tanza, she tells us, Shakari, Nyaya, Yoro, Rekista, one of Nazi, Nivatin, even to Santa Yu to get a clean and created a fresh canal. She tells us, Shakari, to me, Kapari, Nyaya, to the Tika, if Niva made it, the relationship with my own, and the Russian of Nishangan, for the notion of Shakari. vakatarisa vachiti ivo pari zvino vazhinji havasi kukwanisa kuti vaende kumamisha nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika pari zvino.
Instead of condemning, we should be taking what the government is taking back from the people. We think that's the justification that you accept.
In situations like this, we always come here that the government of Zimbabwe is doing what it can. It's engaging the South African government in order to secure and send it to our community. Offered necessary assistance here in terms of the coffin or the casket, so in transport to Zimbabwe. So as soon as the body gets to Beitbridge, the Zimbabwe government takes over in terms of the transport, in terms of the food for those who will be gathering, and any other expenses as connected or related to this funeral, to give they let Mr. Nyathi a decent burial back home.
Simulika Elvis Nyathi osishiye ngendlela esihluka kakhulu sihlulukele sidanile siyakhala kakhulu asikholwa njengoba kwenzakala manje ukuthi namhlanje sizomvalelisa ukugcina lana ku-memorial service uyahamba nje uyekhaya uzohamba ngomuntu othule kanti wathi uma yezwa kuleli lizwe weza ehambela ngenyawo zakhe so sihlukumezeke kakhulu ngale nto eyenziwe yilabantu abambulele ngendlela le esihluku yokuthi noma ubulale nje yakho ngeke uyibulale ngalelo hlobo
sithanda ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi njengesizwe sonke sikamthwakazi akukho nto enje esake sayibona esizweni sakithi kubuhlungu kakhulu iNyathi family akusiyo yodwa ilahlekeleyo silahlekelwe sonke njengesizwe njalo hayi kuzima mpela lokhu ukuthi sikuchaze ngamazwi kodwa ke asifisi into enje ibuye yenzeke futhi empilweni ngoba kuyasehlisa isithunzi njengomuntu omnyama kukuthathela isithunzi njengom-Afrika ukuthi wenze into enje emuntwini kuyazila hayi bakwethu-ke sekuza hanjwa kekhaya ayebekwa umfowethu uNkulunkulu lalaba abakwenzileyo uNkulunkulu nguye owaziyo. I am Bonman Khumalo representing the Royal House. We are saddened by what happened to our brother Nyathi. The cruelty that these people showed by killing him in that manner is really, really, really painful in our hearts as the Mthwakazi Nation. Our prayer is, they go well home and lay him to rest. But truly speaking, we are disappointed. We would want, the people that did it to hear the words of warning that God is going to judge them. It's not right to do or to treat a human being in that manner. Look, I'm really out of words. Can't describe this cruelty. But what do we do? We just leave it in the hands of the living God.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Zimbabweans because we are not expecting as South Africans that thugs in South Africa can kill our fellow black brother in South Africa. So that's why I'm saying we really apologize on that.
You're saying Nigerians, everyone is just the same as South Africans.
I'm a South African, I'm a Zimbabwean, I'm a Mozambican, I'm Lesotho, I'm Botswana, I'm a Nigerian. Africa must be one. At the end of the day, Africa must be one. And we want
currency
for Africa.
There you are, marvelous. So those are some of the people that were talking to Thuso Khumalo yesterday in Johannesburg. So we know that there was a memorial service where Mr. Amazripi, that is David Amazripi, Zimbabwe's ambassador, to South Africa, was actually ejected from that memorial service with people accusing his government of mistreating Zimbabweans. They are saying that they are where they are today because of the Zimbabwean government. And we also had Thuso talking to Velempini Ndlovu, who is a relative of the late Nyathi, Bonman Khumalo of the Mzilikazi royal family, and Mr. Peter Moshosho, the South African, who says he was apologizing on behalf of South Africans, saying you don't think that a black person can do that to another a black person. And he believes that Africa should be one. And that's the way he says it should go. So that's exactly what this boy is saying. Marvelous.
I wa apo tangatiri kunz. Wane kuona zwangazwiku itikane zuro pa chitiko chakaitika icho ku South Africa apo taona eva amadziripi vanovaivo mumiriri weZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vachitaurawo pachiitiko ichi asi vakazotaura mushure mekunge vambomiswa kutaura pamberi pevanga varipo apo vakazotaurawo neStudio 7 vabuda muchiitiko ichi. Tanzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vagari veimomo muSouth Africa vanga vari kukumbirawo ruregerero vachiti zvakadai hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika panguva ino nekuti vanhu vamwe chete kunyangwe vachibvawo kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Tikaonawo zvakare hama neshamwari dzavanyati vachiwanikwawo vachitaurawo pamusoro pemafambiro achange ari kuita zvinhu pakuradzikwa kwavanyati.
Yes, we also have Mrs. Judith Ncube, who is the Bulawayo Metropolitan Resident Minister, talking to us at Jesus Panda there about, Nyati's burial and, you know, the assistance that the government is going to be giving. So let's hear something from there.
Kavuzvisana imhuri kumbi Bulawayo ubushini kuphela ilizwe lonke lithintekile ngoba abantwana bethu akula muzi ongela mntwana umuzi wonke kulomntwana nje kungabe kwenzakele nokukwenzakele namuhla but asikwazi kusasa ukuthi kubobani.
Yes, kuzandela kwenye abani goma.
Ngoba amatherapisti bangazinyamaza. Ngakumongameli asizokwethula imbikona ukuthi isteji izancedisa umsebenzi womntwana.
Kunandizana.
Yeah.
Hayi, uyabonga ngalokho. Nama Minister of State. Uyabonga kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende naye uzwe ephatheka ngabantu bakhe ababa phakathi koqhuku lolo lwenzakalayo lo olusesouth Africa ngale. Yeah, uyabonga kakhulu. We appreciate that one very much. Yeah. And thank you, His Excellency the President of Zimbabwe, ngokuthi at assist such in this time. This time, we are having a sleepless night from the 6th of the very time in Senzagala until now. Kuze kushaya 3 o'clock lokho ngikhangela ngikhuluma labantu abasegoli, abantu abangapi, Harare abangapi, all over. I've never angalali lokho kusukela ka 6, mfana lo ngihlala laye endlini yami khona ngale elokhu zenenketa. Ngihlala laye ngabuya ngahlala la emaplazini wahlala khona ngale kwasekusithi njengoba nje ilizwe lakithi njengoba lingani linje indlala leyo waselandela laye njengoba lisanda ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi akulantho lo mntwana omunye loligume elinye lingala mntwana okhona ngale. So yikho ke laye wase siba ibhendi wogwene elandele siya khona. Did you know that ukuchapha uMzambezi ulokhu zengane uLimpopo echaphe siya ngale ingwenya zamkhuda ukuthi kuzaba lezinye ingwenya ngale zizamudla ezingabantu emini ilanga libalele
kusetshenzwe ukusetshenzwayo.
Ye, awufunile sibili ngase ngisithi mina kuyalofuna ukuthi nxa umuntu efike ehofisini abe lo munye umuntu wabonyathi kungabe kuyikuthi ungani ngoba uyazi ukuthi kunje. So kulama-vultures abhodayo abafuna ukuthi kube yi-chance yokwenza imali. So kuyabe kufuna ukuthi into zakhona zibe athletic, ibe izinto ezenziwa zisegcekeni zenziwe kuhle. Abanye abantu onuyakhala, abanye abantu bafuna ukuthatha i-chance yokwenza imali. So kuyabe kukuhle ukuthi nxa ngisiya ufike ofisini umama layo athi efika abone ukuthi hhayi laba bantu ngabantu abomufi. Kodwa ngaso kuselakala lesibonge esidoda esinye sakonyathi khonapho sokusiba yikuthi kanti konyathi vela akula muntu. Ye, akula muntu, abantu abaningi basegoli bakhonale. Ye, the entire khonapha yimi coordinator 24/7 ilokhu zenifinalani abaningi bantwana bakhonale ngibona bezabuya nje njengoba kuzabuya abadala babuya kuthi uthathe nomuntu bagade namhlanje abavele ekhaya. But I'm told ukuthi kulo munye osegoli othe yena uzahamba afika abathatha abuye la.
Okay.
Yeah, which is tomorrow siyabe sindawo la.
Yeah.
Amavele ekhaya.
But meanwhile, lokho okumele kwenziwe kuke kusenziwa na?
Yeah, hayi kube kusenziwa.
Nxa kulivumela.
Hayi
kusenziwa. Khona ngale.
Yeah.
Ube cekile njalo ukuthi maybe that ifika khona ngale libhale incwadi usaditshela ukuthi libhale njani ukwenzela ukuthi izinto zethu zihambe
kuhleeeyoba
Yeah, that is the resident minister of Bulawayo Metropolitan Region. Marvelous talking to relatives there. So he was advising them to start preparing for the funeral and was informing them that the president actually granted the Nyati family, Elvis Nyati, a state-assisted funeral. So that's what they were talking about there.
Apo tangatrikuona numa yangairi kuva iyo kuhurumende vanova ivo resident minister wemunzvimbo inobva vanyati vari kutaura ivo kuti mhuri yanyati ichange iri kupiwa rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende vachitaura ivo kuti vanga vatuma nemutungamiriri wenyika kuti vazivise mhuri yekwanyati kuti vachange vari kubatsirwa pakuradzika mutumbi wava Elvis Nyati avo takaona vachishaya South Africa.
Yes, and we've got Nyati's uncle. You know, he talked passionately about, you know, Nyati. He grew up under his hands. And let's listen to what he's saying here in this interview with Ezra Jesus One.
Nunzana ungumane gama lapha uyini kamofijara.
Igama lami nguStanley Ndlovu. Ijaha leli lithoni leli umntakasisi. Umama wakhe ngilandela kwesithathu.
Umama wakhe ngilandela kwesithathu.
Yeah.
U-Elvis.
U-Elvis, yes.
Uzwe njani, bakutshele njani sizo sihlakalo esinje.
Yeyi, indaba leyi ayisinika ubuthongo. Especially umfana lo ngidlale laye emncane. Ngihlala laye enketha khona ngale lapha endihlala khona. It was very much touching into yakhona isizwe sibuhlungu okunye okumangalisayo umfana lo ubezisebenzela engugarden boy khona ngale South Africa that literally every time ubethumela ongabantu bakhe every time and then okungama okudliwayo every time every month and so forth yeah kathesi ngikhuluma nje so last week besikhuluma sonke sithi malume ngizathumela amawindi ami khonakho kuwe ungaba nespace yini ukuthi ungigcinele wona ngifuna ukuthi umuntu ayakhe laye ukulidumba lakhe ekhaya ngathi hayi akula problem nzulu thumela nini amawindi akho zagcina of course akafiki wona lokhu ngiwameleli ye
ubesesakha la
ubesesakha but befuna ukwakha intaba zinduna ngayo lapha le athola khona istand
abantwana bangabalisela
abantwana bakhona basekhaya koyise emkhulu okuzalwa khona umkakhe kodwa-ke uyisezala ukhona lapha lo ninazala bakhona bafika nje kutho ukuthi mele ukuthi ngabe ngifike labo lapha kodwa bazafika nje in an hour's time uyisezala lo mamazala bakhona bengilabo nje kuthane khonapha elokhuze nedrobheni zabuya sonke khona lapha then bahamba then they are coming that is babuya namhlanje sizoncedisana khona lapha emncabeni
utshela abantwana bengufu bazawulombana abantwana
yikho khonapho okulobuhlungu khona okulobuhlungu ngathesi ube kusithi khona lokhu akutholileyo umzukulu lami ngimi-encourage ukuthi mzukulu abantwana thumela abantwana ngapha something uyisezala ekhuluma la mathi malume abantwana bathini ngapho kanti abantwana balamabhuku abalani lokhu lalokhu ngithi hhayi ngizakhuluma labo ngingakhuluma labo ke bathi hhayi malume kuyeza lamanje ngiyathi ngithi ngihleli ngize sesithi umalayitha hhayi kuhambe endaweni engaka emagogo wethu uyethatha iy'mpatha zabantwana sezifikile ngihambe ngiyethatha bese kusithi uyisezala ohleli labantwana abuya azothatha Yeah, azothatha ukudla lokho ehambise ebantwaneni.
Kuthesa kusela muntu ozayenza.
Kathesa kusela muntu ozayenza khona lokho ngoba umkakhe enjalo nje engumama kathesi uwesi sebuthakathaka okuwesi wokuthi kasoze sakwanise ukuthi asele abantwana. Ubaba wakhe nguye obesela lanxa ube ngugarden boy. That literally okuyi 200 rand khonke obekuthola lapha adisebenza khona emayadini. It lokuncedisa kakhulu ebantwaneni.
Hmm.
Yeah.
akusitshele ukuthi vele bekulijahle njani umfana kanyathi Elvis lo.
Umfana lo was a very good young man. Umfana lo bengumfana olungile okunyomali saye umfana ongakhulumi lo muntu ohlale thule kuphela engakhulumi lutho kumbeni njani whatever engala sports esinye sisibonayo ukuthi ah umfana lo into leyayenza injani njani but yena he was just a very good young man, very much quiet, and umuntu olalelayo belalela uthi ngamtshela ukuthi hayi lapha mzukulu yenza so, lapha mzukulu yenza so, and we were so much very close. I'm very much close, very much close ngomzukulu wami lo. We're so much close together, and he always touched me ukuthi malume kambe lapha sengilodubo ngenze njani ngicebise ukuthi hayi malume you can do this mzulu ngenza so kwenze so then kumncedisa abongathi malume hayi yabo njalo nje umfana olungile okuyomali sayo u-Elvis banajwa Nyathi was a good young man, very much umfana olalelayo.
Ukhulele ngaphi ekhaya?
Ye umfana lo uzalelwe ekhezi le ekuzaleleni ekhezi le basebesuka basebesiya etobotobo le maplazi bahlala khona ngalo unina wasetshona bekhona ngale sambeka khona ngalo unina etobotobo
udadewethu
umama wakhe then uthe sekunjalo bahlalahlala etobotobo kwathi ubaba wakhe wasesuka wasesiya somewhere kodundubali lapha about 40 kilometers from Bulawayo nxa uthiya uhamba eFalls Road wazothola umuzi khona ngale bahlalahlala khona ngale then kwasekusithi usisi wakhe lobhuti wakhe elder brother the elder sister bathola izindlu eCardu Park laye wasebuya wazodlala eCardu Park but sometime back besivele sihlala sonke enketa khona ngale le mzini wami le maplazini bendihlala laye ahamba aye khona le maplazini afika ahlale abuyabuye lapha edolobheni sihlale sonke.
Yeah, ubaba yena usaphile?
Hawu, abuthonile I think 2017 ubaba wakhe uthole ngo-2017 kodwa kulo mama omncane wabo ukhona.
That is Mr. Ndlovu, the uncle of the late Elvis Nyathi. So he's really saying Nyathi was a very good man. He says he grew up on, you know, under his arms, and he's really shocked about his death, and he says he has never heard that a person can die in that manner. So he's very much pained.
Because he says, yes, and you can actually feel his pain because he says they were very close. And from what I was hearing, that he was also saying that he was a very quiet young man who always used to look up to him, the uncle, for counsel. And it reminds me of the George Floyd case here in the United States, that, you know, something happened to someone and now he's going to be remembered in the world, unfortunately, for a very unfortunate event. Hama yavanyati vachitaura ivo kuti sekuru vavo vachitaura ivo kuti ndivo vakamukudza uyezve akange ari munhu akanyarara asinganetsane nevanhu uyezve vari kurwadziwa zvikuru nekuti havana kumbofunga kuti muzukuru wavo uyu anga ashayi mashayiro aakaita vanga vachinyatsotsanangudza kuti akakura sei uyezve kuti aiwanzovabvunza ivo kuti ndoita sei zvinhu vana ndovabatsira sei nyaya yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro aitaurana navo saka vanga vari kuti pari zvinhu vari kurwadziwa chaizvo nekuti havana kumbofungidzira kuti upenyu hwamuchakabvu hwaizopera sekupera kwawakaita.
Yes, marvelous. We also have got a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change who is in Matabeleland and taking care of what is happening at the Nyathi homestead. Let's hear what she's told Ezra Jesus Fund.
Salbanani, mina ngokuzalwa ngonhlanhla mlotshwa kubandla le Triple C kuthiwa ngingu secretary we rural mobilizing and strategy interim. Silapha sizokhayela umfowethu uElvis wawenyathi. UElvis ngimkhayela nje mina ngile bias ngoba ngivele nguye eMatsouth and uElvis ngwekhezi kithi uzalwe emahetshele sizalwa sonke. sibuhlungu ngokufa kwa Elvis, sibuhlungu singabantu, sibuhlungu silibandla ukuthi abafowethu njalo sebephele South Africa bechiya abantwana lapha ekhaya. So sizokhala silibandla, ngiyazi ukuthi bese lizwile ukuthi abafowethu abase South Africa bese kulokunye kade sebekuhlanganisile bayakunika imuli. Lathi basitshela ngapha si leadership ukuthi ikho lokho asebekwenzile, siyakubonga njalo. Besifisa ukuthi nga abantu bezwa bechiseka ngokufa kwa Elvis, because I think all of us singo Elvis, sonke singonyati. Angiboni ukuthi lapha emathebuleleni ukukhona umuntu ongabalwa kuthwekala zihlobo noma ezingu 4 noma ezingu 5 eSouth Africa. Kuyasithinta ukufa kwa Elvis, asokufa kwakhe yedwa, kumele kusithinte sonke. Because sikhuluma nje izihlobo zethu zisegangeni khona leSouth Africa, azikwazi ukuthi ziphilile, azikwazi ukuthi asikwazi ukuthi ziyavuka zingeziphilileyo. Ngakho ke silibandla sokukhalisa imuli yala ekhaya. Sike safika futhi lapha izolo, siyaqhubeka sibakhalisa kuze kufike ilanga langomgqibelo. Ngiyabonga.
Kunje nje okujabulisayo ukuthi baphathisile bebandla lakho, umuntu lo uvele esigabeni sakho, wena ke ukhalela ukukhankasa futhi umnyango zamele lesi siqindi sakho lesi esemadoko. Uqhubela lokho elikwenzile phandle kutshengisa ukubamba nokunganani. Ungathini kuzulu kobulawayo? Ngibona nolapha usuka khona le madoko ngendaba yokuphitheka kwenu, uthini ngakho?
Mina ngifuna ukuthi uzulu kobulawayo kazize thintekile. Ngibona ngathi ukurelaxa lokho esikwenzayo soze kusisebenzele singabantu. Asizizwe siphathekile zulu kobulawayo, ngoba kwenzeke ke kumulini yakwenyathi sokungavuka layo kondlovu la kunxube la kobani la kodube kukhona. Kukithi sonke asiphathekeni bulawayo muhle, sibuye sizotshengisa ukuthi siyaphatheka le muli yakwenyathi sisonke, siyimuli singama citizens.
Likhangelela ukuthi lizabe likhona lizenza umsebenzi lani lapha lizabe liphathekile, kambe nomongameli ngabuya ngawe?
Umongameli bese sikhulume laye, siyathemba ukuthi engabuya njalo ngelanga lange Saturday. So besikhona sibili siyibandla le-TCC, thina njengoba silapha sikuground sematebelelendi i-region yethu yakobulawayo, silapha ukuthi sizomkhangelela umongameli ukuthi si-right nxa silapha la labantu bakhe bazabuya, siyamobhalayiza abantu bethu ukuthi labo babe khona lapho bazophatheka ekuhambeni kwa Elvis. And sizoqhubeka siphatheke sibili, asonto esayiqala namhla siyigcine namuhla, siyaphatheka entweni eziningi, sizophatheka futhi kuze ufike ilanga lokubeka umfowethu Elvis.
That is Miss Nonhlanhla Lotshwa Mabulasi. She is a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So what she's literally saying there is that everyone is Elvis, everyone is Nyati, and Nyati's death is affecting all Zimbabweans alike. So he says everybody has got a relative somehow who is in South Africa. So this issue is not only a Nyati issue, it is a national and international issue, So we are not about
it. I was apo tuku naisu imene ngoye triple C vashaura ivo pamsoro pechi tuku ishwachit ai wa munu wese ano wanikwa iye achirangarira va Elvis Nyati ni munu wese munyika ane ama iri ku South Africa, munhu wese munyika anokwanisa kunge zvakadai zvataona zvichiitika hazvifani kunge zvichiitika kune munhu. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo sebato reCCC vachange vachimirawo vakamirira kuti vaone kuti mhuri yaNyati icharadzika sei hama yavo pachiitiko chichange chiri kuitika. Vanenge vataura kuti ivo nemugovera.
We put some people lined up here. They want to make their contributions. And the first guy is Mr. Bongani Dube. Bongani, is a complicated one.
Yeah, Bongababu Dube.
Yeah, come here. 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 Come
here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Usuke usiyadinga imali sadendi uzozwakala sokuthiwa usushonile, and uma ngithi ngiyabheka abantwana labana bancane basanida isikolo, and nowadays if you don't have i-parents yakho isikolo kuba nzima, because nxa kuwukuthi liliyani ifemily ezihluphekelayo elisebenza ezindlini zabantu emakhishini elincengayo nje impilo, isimo singekho right, kunzima ukuthi umntwana omfo wenu umfoweni mayeseshonile la etholakale funda mpela esiyafika ku university kunzima kakhulu. So into engiyikhalela njengabantwana silapha duba sifundanga kodwa abantu abethu asifuni ukuthi befane lathi sifuna abantu abethu sizozama ukuthi sibafundise bebe right. So we mawungasela mzali vele impilo yakho iba buhlungu kakhulu babudube iba buhlungu because abantu bayakhala indawo yonke into leyana iya affecta kakhulu ikakhulu umuntu ozeleyo.
So manje ubona zani pho kuya ngapi konke lokho wena ngubona kwakho sibili ukubulawa kukanyati nxa sukhangele sibili ujula usephambili
ukubulawa kanyati babudube vele kusaphambili because singaze sithini kuzayenzakala futhi lakomunye kodwa ukuze sikugweme ukuthi siyelungisa ngakithi labadala bayawazi amazwi ethu esakhulumayo phela babudube kulula ma ungumzali la uhlala ekhaya labantwana abantwana ungabezwa bethu baba lapha kayenzilo asuze uhlale 42 years ungafiksi ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani abantwana bengathi lokhu kurongo wena ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani vele kuyacaca ukuthi sizaphelela emazweni ngoba nanko u-Elvis uthe esefile azange sibonakale ukuthi kulomuntu osimeleyo azange silizwe thina igama elivela kumongameli esitsho ukuthi khona uzwelana lathi sesisizwa manje nje isidumbu sesidlulile eBitbridge ukuthi khona uzaphathisa into ezinjengazenezo ukuthi nje umhlupho ukuthi ekhulumisane lama ministers eSouth Africa bebonisane ayikho vele into lokho nasimzwele ukuthiwa useDubai samzwela ukuthiwa setshintshi isitalada ekobulawayo so into ezinjengazenezo but kuzikhona izinto ezibalulekile esingazibheka because umuntu ungamuzwa ethi lokhu kurong zama noma ungakulungisanga ngendlela yakhe but lawo iba ileader ehlakaniphileyo limithe halfway ukwenzela ukuthi into zangkhona kubona ingathi ulungisile noma ungalungisanga kodwa kubonakala ngathi ulungisile 42 years abantu belokhu bekhala ngento 1 wena uthi ku-right and masithi siyakhangela vele babudube sisahlala sisokolile ngoba masithi siyabheka ihulumende yakithi ama-ministers akula muntu omutsha akula youth laphana okuthiwa izasimela izamela abantu abatsha bonke ngabadala abantu okuthiwa thina balaleya into yokuthi thina salwimpi sizabuya so yiba kufanele bephathe but if singaba le youth noma kwena la maphathi akhona sibe lo muntu omncane ozagijima asimele ezwi izikhalazo zethu thina ma sikhuluma kabe kuthiwa kona sihlamukela abadala kodwa iqiniso lihle babudube izidingo zakudala nezidingo zamanje azisafani.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana mamplus wekote Mr. Regis Busango as well, a ZANU-PF member based in Canada. Welcome to the program, Mr. Busango.
Thank you, Studio 7.
Yes, give us your take on, the killing and now the arrangements that are being made for the burial of Elvis Nyati. We are informed that the government is taking care of some of the arrangements. Quiet, just briefly.
Thank you very much. I want to send my condolences to the Nyati family for this barbaric killing that was done to our brother, dear brother, Elvis, in South Africa, which was uncalled for. South Africans know it better that Zimbabwe has been there for their independence during apartheid when they were running, getting shelter from our country. But I think the general public in South Africa is misunderstanding everything. They are hating Zimbabweans more than any other African. And this has led to our brother's passing on, which is very regrettable. I want to thank the government of Zimbabwe, His Excellency the President, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, for assisting the funeral of our brother. So I'm hearing it as I'm following. The government is doing almost 90% of the arrangements, including bringing him from South Africa. We also saw that the president portrayed a message to Ramaphosa and he informed him that this is our SADC and our Troika summit and our arrangements do not go along with what is happening now in South Africa. Therefore, if Ramaphosa is still a signatory of that, he should be able to make sure that Zimbabweans are safe in his country, as well as we also make sure that all South Africans coming to Zimbabwe or passing through our country are safe as well. So we saw that Comrade Ramaphosa visited the family, and he also paid his condolence to the family, which is something that we also emulated. And also he sent messages that he's not accepting what South Africans are doing, and he will do everything in his power to make sure that foreigners, especially Zimbabweans in particular at this point, are also safe in South Africa. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tiri ipapo, imi munoona sei, tunoona vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kuti kodai zvinhu zvagadzirisika munyika vadzokera kuZimbabwe, kwete kuti varambe vari kuSouth Africa uko vari kupiswa nekurayiwa nekushungurudzwa.
Right, I think the problem is not really because of the economic situation. At this point, we can try to link every issue that is happening to our people outside Zimbabwe to economic issues, which at some point is not always the norm. I believe that at this juncture, we are not talking about policies of government and all that. We are talking about we as neighbors of South Africa and Zimbabwe to be each brother's keeper. That's actually what we are talking about, because you look at what happened. The news says they mistaken him with the so-called criminal who was later on arrested, and they killed him for no reason. And that is something that can actually happen to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're Zimbabwean or not. But this barbaric act is what we should address at this point. Of course, we can talk about the economy. We all agree that even if the economy of Zimbabwe is going to be better than South Africa today, there are people who actually not go back. That one is actually a point that not every Zimbabwean who is living outside will come back because the economy is better. So that's why I wouldn't want to link the economy to the killing of, because there are different issues. I don't know the reason why he was in South Africa. I have not spoken to him. I don't know how long he has lived in South Africa. But what I know is he was there with his family. And there's a reason why he was there. Thank you.
Yes, I will give you a good one. We are going to talk about the problem. Zimbabwe economy kunjanjan. Is Baba Wale South Africa umpendu. Umchekis on one conapo. He goes South Africa to be in Ganapona.
Yamuza Babu to be. Yangiti corner corner is tattoo sometimes. Chisela umuntu oskogileo. Umbina ila chisa lo linia teleo. Yamuzu Baba lapa a corner. Ukuthi umuntu okhuluma ekwelinye ilizwe elabelungu okuhlezi kahle. Ngikhuluma so kunamabhasi, bengikhuluma lomfo wethu osegolo osebenza emabhasini. Sithi amabhasi ayagcwala abantu baye ekhaya. Iviki lonke leli abantu bayabaleka baye ekhaya. So yena mayezathi akulinkani le economy angazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini, because akula muntu babudube ongavuma ukuthi achiye ifamily yakhe, abazali bakhe bephila. Kunzima lapho esiphila khona, abanye abantu bayangcwatshwa khona apha bengafinyeleli ukuthi befike ekhaya. But ukukhuluma is very easy, gonna talk everything. But masithi siyabheka abantu abaphilayo lapho elokuzini eSouth Africa, baphila kabuhlungu, bengamaZimbabwes baphila bawuhlungu ukuthi mawungathiwa iZimbabwe isilungile, wonke umuntu uyaphuma ehlala ekhaya. Lokho kokuthi khona abantu abangeke baye ekhaya, ngeyinye istatement akhuluma ngaso, because abantu bafisa ukuyahlala ekhaya, kula muntu ongathandiyo ukuthi ahlale lemuli yakhe. That's why bona abanye bazama ukuthi beyithathe imuli ezohlala layo, kodwa kwehluli ngesimo esihlezi kiso. Siyafuna ukekhaya babudube. Lo baba into ayikhulumayo le, angakhuluma kahle ngoba ukhulumela iparty. Ayisikuthi siyayizonda iparty, ayisikuthi siyathini, but akula muntu ongakwazi. Even ingane ungayibuza manje ekhaya, into zinzima ekhaya. That's why abantu bona abantu bebaleka bezozama ukuthi bethole impilo engcono.
Yes, siyabuzwa kakhulu ke. Marvelous, what he's saying is that, you know, all this is linked to the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe. So he's dismissing what Regis Vusango is actually saying. So he says, you know what, all this kind of suffering is due to the Zimbabwean government. So he says it has got all the hallmarks of that kind of situation back home. And it also indicated that there are so many people who are leaving South Africa right now, going back to Zimbabwe, because the situation is really bad in South Africa. So, you know, he's saying you never know what happens next when you're in South Africa. So that's that.
Apo tukunzwa munyarikani vedu vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vazhinji vari ku South Africa pari zvino vari kutarisana nekuomerwa nezvinhu uyezve sekubvunza kwandandaita vavhusango vari kuti ivo munyarikani wedu ari kuti haasi kubvumirana nezvataura navavhusango kuti zvimwe zvacho zviri kuitika zvinei nenyaya yeupfumi saka vauya munyarikani vari kuti aiwa vazhinji vari kutodzokera nekuti kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma hazvo vari kuona ivo kuti dai upfumi hwenyika yezimbabwe hwagadzirika vanhu vangadai vasiri kutiza munyika yezimbabwe Gibbs.
Yes, we've got before he responds, let's take Mr. Sipongulube. Babu Ngulube, unga uchona janba?
Ya, chona, tibari chona janu, lonke bagili.
Ya, isha pila kakulu. So, visikulu malo babu mvusangu la poe zanu pia. Uti, kono kwenye zagale, wolu, kuna ngale, Johannesburg, kama nipi kloja, kwa ambasata. Aguna nilukuti ke, umnotuwe lizu le Zimbabwe, uya piliga. Kumbu, uta bantu, babalega, kwele Zimbabwe, uta hai, kukono kona, kuta isiko kono kwenye, kutu.
Mwamchele siti. Ekuti babuti babantu bakuhulumende wethu ngumbe ngita bakuhulumende ngita bakuzana uPF ngana makhanda aqinile. I message nqabe ithunyelwa kwabafuna kuyizwa angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani. Angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani. Nqabe sehlulwa ukuzwa enje ngoba ama messages sihlala siwathumela abafuna kuweza bakholisa khona ukuthi abantu ngale kweZimbabwe baye besebe sebefoswa abantu sebesikhuluma besesaba. Abantu nxa bethola ithuba lokuthi bazikhulumele bakhuleke bayabatshengisa abakufunayo kodwa abakuthathi serious. Xa bengakubona okutshiwo ngabantu pho yikuphi abazakuzwa. Yikuphi abazakuzwa kutshayisa ngovalo lokuthi lo hulumende olalela abantu yini kumbe silo hulumende ofosa abantu ukuthi benze into abangayifuniyo yikho kuzasehlula lo. Ngoba kunje nxa sinje kumele sibe ekhaya isimo siyasibona kumele siye ekhaya but uhulumende is willing to listen to abantu yini yikho kunzima kunzima phandle la
yes yakuzwa kakhulu kuphosela ngesilungu nje ngamafutshane kona ngosenelisi ngikhulume
ngakhona Mr. Tuba, I'm getting worried if our government or should I say the ruling party if they don't get the message from the people. Every time the people are sending a message, they will turn a blind eye or give us a different statement. I'm very worried because the situation is getting worse here. And people are expressing themselves. We know the situation at home, the freedom, the people, they don't have that freedom of expressing themselves. But if they are expressing themselves this side, we are hoping that our government or the ruling party can listen to the people. But they are... seems to be turning a blind eye. We don't know how far we are going to go with the situation.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Ngulube. Let's talk to Mta. I think Mta is in now. So can you introduce yourself and go ahead with your contributions? Mta, go ahead and introduce yourself. Yes, Yapira. Chela bantu tumba.
Yeah, I'm in Mta. Mta from Bulawayo, yeah. Although I'm going to Bulawayo, mind. If no kuluma ngalenda ba yalo muntu obekulumalo. Inking esinayo yabona to be thinking esinayo ukuthi nabo abantu abasibuzayo abafuni ukuthi labantu iqiniso yabona they want to tell people what they want yabona. Lo muntu lo into ayikhulumayo le it's vele ingancane kuse sayidini lapho uyabona
kulobuzima yes yabona ukuthi sibile kulobuzima ufuna ukukhuluma ngabo kodwa konoko kuya ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela i-independence uzibuza kuluma ngakho khona kufuthi ukuthi uzibuse wena umbona njani kuna manje kulezi suku from the time kulezi lathu uzibuse umfutshane sibili
awe lokho okazibuse lokho ukuthi ngiyakubona but manje abona ukuthi kona uzibuse ubuya manje kobulawayo from after how long sisivele ilizwe lathola uzibuse ngingathi thina vele kahle kahle uzibuse vele akasinayo asizibusi because siyabuswa uyazi ukuthi abantu vele basancindezelwe lamanje sisancindezelwe lamanje asikuthi kona siyazibusa uzibuse samthola nje ngasemaphepheni ukuthi sathola uzibuse but kahle kahle nje vele siya asizibusi siyabuswa
ye nxa ufisa ungafala ngesikhiwa khona nxa ufisa kuya ngawe iphosela nxa ungafisi siyaqhubeka siya phambili
sobambaqhubeka siya phambili dube ngizayibamba khonapho
yeyeyeda
phambili
so Mr. Kusangu, now we're turning to the issue of independence. So according to Mta, Zimbabweans are oppressed. Zimbabweans don't have independence at all. They are suffering, like what is happening with them in South Africa and all these kind of things. Chip in there, Mr. Kusangu.
Thank you very much. We want to thank the revolutionaries, some of them who passed on, who went into the wars, in the bushes. Some of us then were very young, were not born yet, when they were fighting for our country to be a sovereign nation. Zimbabwe is now turning 42, liberated from the British rule in 1980. The British came to Zimbabwe in 1890. For 100 years, our country was under the hands of the foreigners, the imperialists. So for somebody today, after 42 years, to be very unthankful and say that we don't have independence, that person must be schooled to know exactly what is independence. Are you saying right now, we know that the heads of Lobengula, the heads of Mzilikazi, the heads of Mbeanehanda and Kagubi, they are there in the library in Oxford. Did you know that? That our grandfathers were killed, executed, hanged, and their heads were taken to be trophies in the UK by the Queen of England. Can you dare tell me that there is no independence? Do you want my forefathers to remain in the Oxford University libraries? We fought for that. And we are very, very, very overwhelmed by the respect that we get from other sovereign nations in Africa and beyond, who are going to come and to celebrate with us, even Kenya, officiating our independence there in Bulawayo, there where we are going to have our trade fair. It is because of what we have done. So Zimbabwe is liberated. We're going to celebrate independence. We are an independent country. We are no longer called Rhodesia. We are called Zimbabwe for a reason. The reason from the movement from Rhodesia to now Zimbabwe.
But his point maybe is, you know, the kind of freedoms that are there. He says there's no freedom. There's absolutely nothing according to him.
Yes, yeah. I'm going there. I think we are mistakenly understanding what is freedom. Freedom now, back then, black man was not allowed at 12 midday to be in Bulawayo city center. You have to be in Luveve. You cannot be in Harare city center by 12 midnight on midday on a Friday. All black people are supposed to be out of the core urban areas. And now we are the ones who are running our cities, our councils. Then you tell me that there is no independence. It means you are not probably actually not schooled enough to understand that our country is no longer Rhodesia, is now Zimbabwe. We can talk about the economy, but do not mix things. If we are talking about independence, independence is not a ZANU-PF project. It is a national project, where each and every president who will come after the ones who are here will not change the dates of our independence. It will still remain April 18. Doesn't matter who comes in. It's just like in America or in other countries where they celebrate their heroes. They do not change them because of whoever comes in. So let's not partner politics versus the economy of the day in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube.
I'm very worried about the history we are being taught here, Dube. first before we go to independence. This thing about the Lopengula's head is in a library somewhere in the UK. Where is that history coming from? We know Lopengula disappeared. We know Lopengula was chased. No one knows Lopengula's grave. So that's, we have to correct things. We have to state the facts first. Let's not mislead the people. Second, the independence. If we are talking of independence, we are not talking of the dates of the ceremonies. We are talking of people who are enjoying the life in their country. My learned friend is saying people are independent. They can go in Bulawayo around 12. We are talking now, people are in Johannesburg. Someone was killed just last week. You were talking about Mr. Nyathi. He was killed in Johannesburg. We wish to be in Bulawayo. We wish to spend our lives in Bulawayo. We wish to wake up in our home countries. Today is 18, is Friday. Easter, Good Friday. We wish to be in our rural homes, spending time with our families. That's independence. Independence is not a date. Independence is not a ceremony. People must take us serious as Zimbabweans. We need our independence. It's not just about date. If we now is comparing us to America and all these countries, we don't want comparison. We want to enjoy the freedom, enjoy our being at our homes. That's what we want.
Yes, thank you very much. And the clarification on the, you know, the heads and all those kind of things, I think we have to put the record straight that there's no historical evidence that Lopengula's head is in London or any library or anywhere else in the world. So that we should put it in the right perspective. So get Musango back in a while, in 2 seconds. So let's get to Mta. Mta, konapo ke iskuluma konoko. Kumbe isikale siye kubaba. Utube ubo.
What's that again?
Mana katangani. Ubo ngani uzwele lapa bakuluma. Posela 10 seconds, baba.
Kuti babu tube tina ma skuluma nge nkinga. Kaya bengu hatua skuluma nge, ma skuluma nge ma problems akono. Kaya bengu hatua skuluma simeli politik. Tina baya bantu, you are not politician. But sikhuluma ngohlupho olukhona olubhekane nathi esilubonayo manje makuyathwa abantu izavumelana lobabungulube maye sithi khona independent asikhulumi ngedate asikhulumi ngeceremony into ezinjalo sikhuluma ngabantu abakhululekileyo ukuthi impuphu iyadura ekhaya uyakubotshelwa khonoko ukuthi impuphu iyadura ukuthi khona lokhu kuyadura abantu abakwazi abantu ngoba yena uyabe ekulololo hlangothi okilo emele lonke but thina esibuya kulova singabolova thina esingakaze sisebenze siselokhu zenini siyayazi leyo inkinga esidibana nayo babudube abantu uzibuse yebo bangathi ilizwe balithatha emakhiweni kodwa sabuya sasongcindezelana thina singabantu abamnyama ngoba even kunje vele ekhaya akula muntu uvele libuthane ukuve nanku asikhulumeni
yeah
in the first place yakho ngicela ukuthi sikhulume ngeparty amaparty wonke ayi 2 sikubonile konke lokho ilokhu izeni ingavunyeli ukukampena
manje isikhathi dube yise sesiphelele isikhathi sesikuyomangoyi would have loved to bring in Mr. Vusango as well but let's have this discussion on Monday so I'm going to invite all of you so that you can they have a very great discussion. So on that note, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango, Mr. Ibongani Dube, Mr. Sipongulube, and Mr. Mta. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend.
And I'm marvelous, Mpanganyahuye, also saying have a great Easter weekend. Actually, I was going to cool the clippers down by asking about Easter, but happy Easter to everybody.
Good night.